So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Shout out to you, Lovey. that damn thing gets me every time.
I love that one.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest, and the latest is yo ass, if y'all have work, need to be here. Here, Buffalo Wild Wings, here in spring. Make your way on out here. This is a great place to get your Thursday started off right. TV's all over the place. You still got a chance to win prizes. I see a room full of beers, drinks, margaritas being handed out. My man got one. I got you too. Cheers to you. Wings, food all over the place. If you want to watch the Cowboys, my man Ben here, he is ready to go, baby. He got his Parsons jersey on. Don't let it go. He is ready to go, baby. You want to watch the Cowboys and the Lions, plenty of TVs here. Big Thursday night football game that you can watch. NBA up here as well. Maybe there's a TV you want to sneak some hockey on. I'm not sure. Maybe the Stars are playing. I don't know. But plenty of TVs here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and a great spot to kick off your Thursday night. I want to get right to it, Clint, because the injury, I talked about it yesterday, Clint. The injury list is going to be really important. I thought a lot more for the Chiefs because of the injuries that they – what are you smiling?
Why are you messing with old buddy in the Parsons jersey, man?
What?
I mean, why let him wear his jersey, man?
I said he's wearing the Cowboys jersey. He's still wearing it. What's wrong, man? He still loves Micah.
Why can't you just let that man wear his jersey,
I'm letting
man?
Him wear it.
You
got to
make wisecracks. Why you got to make wisecrack when he walks
off, man? I really don't think that was a wisecrack.
What's your point?
He still got his Parsons jersey on. He's got his Cowboys jersey on.
You said hang on to it or don't let it go or something.
Yeah, don't let it go.
Hey, man. Glory hole.
Hey, man, he paid good money for that Parsons jersey.
He ain't like Tyler. He don't buy a Mills jersey and then leave it hanging in the damn closet for two years.
Still can't believe he didn't wear it to that Tennessee game.
I really couldn't find it. I looked everywhere.
T-shirt. You didn't just lost it mentally.
You lost a damn jersey, a $200 jersey?
I guess. Seriously tore my house apart. Anyway.
Listen.
Fire.
Again, thank you, Davis Mills, for all you've done, but we got to move past it.
What about Parsons?
David Mills. Davis Mills, sorry.
To be playing tonight. But from the injury front, you thought it would be really big to follow for the Chiefs, but I think the Texans have now jumped in this in a major way. One, we kicked off the news today with the Texans now going to be without Tim Settle, the defensive tackle. He had foot surgery, and he is being placed on season-ending IR. So he is done for the year, and that is a big loss right there in the middle. So, one, that's a big thing. And then here recently in the last hour or so, Kamari Lassiter reports is that he is sidelined with a foot injury, second straight day. And while it is regarded as something that isn't season-ending, but his availability for Sunday's game is up in the air, courtesy of Aaron Wilson and his report. Also, to go along with that, Clint, they have added another corner in Jamarcus Ingram off waivers from the Bills. So that in part, kind of, at least if you're looking at different moves off of it, makes you wonder if this is something a little bit more serious than maybe we thought. He is still going to try to give it a go and play on Sunday. Tomorrow will be a big thing to watch, but we know they're going to be without Tim Settle the rest of the way. They could be without Kamari Lassiter in this game, too.
Well, I mean, look, let's talk about the one that we know for sure. The Tim Settle injury inside is big, right? I mean, if there is a weak spot on this defense, it's inside guard, center guard. It's the defensive tackle positions, right? And when you look at guys that can anchor down, can eat a double team, you look at guys that can hold the line of scrimmage, Tim Settle is the biggest one there. Foley Fatakasi is already injured. Kurt Heinisch has been out. And so you just, when it comes to bigger-bodied defensive linemen that can hold the line of scrimmage, man, you are really thin. Losing Tim Settle is going to hurt. Losing Tim Settle is going to hurt. The other guys you have, Mario Edwards, solid player. Been a lot more than what you thought he would be since he came here. But he's more of a penetrator that's specific to D'Amico's defense. You know, get skinny, penetrate, and wreak havoc in the backfield. I don't know if he's a guy that can play additional reps because the numbers are down and be that guy that can hold the line of scrimmage. Also, you look up, obviously, Tommy Togiai has been a guy that is built to be a double team, hold the line of scrimmage guy. Can he do it for an extended period of time? He's not
and
the biggest.
More reps and more time out there, yeah.
Yeah, he's not the biggest guy out there. And so you just look interior-wise on this defensive line. I think going in with Tim Settle, you got to think offenses were going to attack us inside that defensive line to stay away from the edge guys anyway. And so now you don't have Tim Settle. You got to believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to come in and try to run the ball downhill early.
At the very least, it throws off your rotation, right?
Yep.
And now Mario Edwards and Tommy Togiai are going to be called on to do more and play more potentially, and we'll see what they do practice squad-wise or whatever, but that's a big deal. But then also Kamari Lassiter. To me, Clint, I know D'Amico is next man up, and I'm sorry. If Kamari Lassiter isn't able to go, and just by looking at the reports, I think that is at least on the table. If he isn't able to go, Clint, I would imagine this at least at some point has to change a little bit of what D'Amico and Burke want to do with this defense on Sunday.
Well, look, I think it changes a lot. I mean,
so you do. You think it does change
yes.
game plan, how they run defense.
Well,
if
Kamari can't go, it flat out changes the way you play defense. Kamari Lassiter is a absolute tone setter for this football team. Good to have Jalen Petrie back. Maybe Jalen Petrie can handle a little bit of that, him and Will. But when you look at it between Will Anderson and Kamari Lassiter, they set the tone for this team. Azeez Al-Shaair obviously is in the middle. He does it as well. But when you talk about guys that play with rare energy, rare finish, rare physicality, I think, again, Azeez, Will, and Kamari. And when you lose a corner that brings that to the table, D'Amico Ryans is on record this week talking about he's the best corner in the game when it comes to playing with physicality, playing the run, rushing the passer, playing physical, finishing. You lose that, it hurts, right? So it changes, you know, obviously what your secondary looks like. But I think he's the thermostat in the room a lot of the times in that secondary.
Coverage-wise, does it change?
Absolutely.
It changes, so it does?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. You lose the versatility that he brings to the table, and you definitely – look, I mean, I've had questions about Kamari Lassiter's speed since he got here, and I think if you put him on a clock, we'd probably all realize there probably is a difference in speed. But game speed on the grass, he has no problem. And so when you flip that and you put a backup, a reserve corner out there, again, against this coordinator, this quarterback, and the speed that Kansas City has, you could have some problems. So I'm more worried about Tim Settle because we know he's out this week and we know that's a weak spot if there is one on this defense. But the Kamari Lassiter injury could be a major problem.
That's the one. A lot of the guys, Will Anderson, Denico Autry, Trent Brown, who we spoke to earlier, Woody Marks, another big one, they all returned to practice. They were limited, but it looks like they should be all right to go. The Chiefs, however, Trey Smith and Juwan Taylor. We know that Josh Simmons, their tackle, is on IR. He is going to miss at least four games, so we know he'll miss this one. But Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith, again today, did not practice. Taylor with the triceps injury that's really holding him back, and then the ankle of Trey Smith. Trey Smith missed the last game, and then Juwan Taylor came out at halftime and didn't return. So that could be – they're still on track right now where they may have three backups in on the offensive line. So those are key things to watch.
Yeah, so for me here on this one, it's Trey Smith. I mean, I don't care who you put out on at the tackle position for the Chiefs.
They were going to have a problem anyways.
Well, with Will and Daniil, you're just going to have to – it's not like you're going to go, oh, well, Juwan Taylor can't play. Now we're going to have to help our tackles. No, you got to help your tackles anyway.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be a big part of what you do anyway. The Trey Smith, potential, issue there is good for the Texans, but I just mentioned, I think the way the Chiefs have a chance in this game is to run it. Not to have a chance. That's awfully aggressive. But the one thing that you got to believe they're going to try to do is run the ball downhill inside the tackles. And Trey Smith gives you the better opportunity to do that than a reserve guard. So he's the one that, if for the Texans fans, if he doesn't play, boy, what you would view as an advantage for them may be less of an advantage because their best interior offensive lineman isn't playing.
Yeah. So those are big ones to watch. There are key injuries on both sides. Tomorrow is a big day to watch to see where these guys land and if they have designations of being out of these games.
If I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go.
5 o'clock fire.
Just found a way to use it, didn't you? Just wanted to get that voice in there. I'm surprised you hadn't dropped it in more times this week.
Just ready to go, man.
I feel like you're about to maybe stay up there to about 10 o'clock to really get some of the best ones. I told you back in the day we used to do a segment called Make Mahomes' Voice Sexy Again, and we used to play ballads and slow jams behind his press conferences to make his voice sound sexy again. So
hey, old Kermit the Frog here.
There you go, baby. There you go, man. Damn, yeah, it worked. All right, big Thursday night football game. I'm certain a little bit later on, T-Mill's best bets, that he's going to try to redeem himself for these football bets. They have been going really, really well, except for Monday Night Football. But Cowboys, Lions tonight, 3.5-point favorites are the Lions in Detroit. A lot of people believe, along with the Texans, the Dallas Cowboys are the hottest teams here lately, outside of, I guess, the Patriots and the Broncos. They both won like 10 or 11 in a row or whatever. But the Cowboys, one of the hottest teams in the league, just coming off back-to-back wins against the two Super Bowl participants. They go in, and they are 6-5-1, and they're really, really hot. But, Clint, if they lose tonight, I mean, with the way that the standings are in the NFC, they really find themselves in trouble, even though they have really come on late, because unlike the AFC, like 9-4 right now is the seventh spot with the 49ers, and then this would drop them below what would be an 8-5 Lions team if they were to lose this game. So this is a huge, huge game for the NFC in the playoff race.
Yeah, it's a big game, and there's no doubt about that. And look, I mean, these are two teams that have been, I think, trending in a different direction. The last time I watched them, the Cowboys looked like one of the better teams in the league. And it looks like the Micah Parsons move with the Quinnen Williams bring in, it looks like the way that they've reshuffled that deck, it looks like it's working out for the Cowboys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is a major test, obviously, right here for, with the Lions. If you beat the Lions, they would have beaten the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions 3 out of 3 weeks. That'd be an impressive run for the Cowboys, a convincing run for the Cowboys that this is a different team. And like I said, the interesting thing here is I would typically say that at Detroit, this is 10 out of 10 Lions. I'm betting Lions all day long. But when I watched the Lions last week, I believe it was against Green Bay on Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, Jared Goff did not look like himself. He looked out of sorts. I'm not real sure that the offensive coordinator, the offensive play caller with Dan Campbell having taken play calling duties from him, I'm not real sure that that's going as smooth as they would hope, you know, replacing Ben Johnson, who's killing it right now at Green Bay. I don't know if that's going as smooth. So I think there could be some problems brewing in Detroit. Amon-Ra St. Brown got injured last week. I didn't see if he's playing this week, but
he hasn't practiced all week. He's a game time decision.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's that little running back they got, Jahmyr Gibbs, is the one thing you can take to the bank. He's going to be an absolute problem. I don't know if that's enough to outscore the Cowboys, who are hot right now. So this is a monster game for them both. And like you said, if the Cowboys can win, not only do you position yourself to be in the playoff conversation, but boy, you've won 3 of 3. That's awfully impressive.
Yep, they're in a similar vein of the Texans, right? They had a 3-game stretch where they played the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions, and I think most people thought, well, this is going to determine their season. And I don't know if many people thought they would come out of it well. Like, I think that stretch of Bills, Colts, and Chiefs for the Texans, but very much like the Texans, they have started off pretty well with that, winning the first two, and we'll see if they can get this one here. And I think right now, Dak Prescott could have a chance to really put forth an MVP case if he does this back-to-back Thursday night primetime games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.